This is Floor Radio, and I'm Dave Foster. This is the third part of a five-part conversation with Julia Shaw, Executive VP at Shaw Industries. Let me just ask you about hard surface. I can remember talking back, Shaw first got into the business, and I think I asked you a question, something to the effect that obviously Shaw didn't get in the hard surface sectors to be the ninth largest player. And right. It seems like since that time, there's been a lot of growth in hard surface, and I expect we'll see more on down the road.
Well, we didn't. I mean, you don't want to be fourth, fifth, or sixth, or ninth, or whatever in a category. And, Dave, we've probably not been as aggressive as we should have been. My dad calls it the cheap expensive way, and by that, sometimes trying to grow things up, greenfielding stuff and grow it from scratch, you don't lay out the capital dollars for acquisitions, but you do try to get things going from a pure standstill, and it's difficult. And it's less expensive, but it's slower to grow and everything. And I think, for the past 8 or 10 years, we've gone that approach. Now, you've recently seen a nice, good size acquisition
with the Anderson.
Yeah. I think a combination of the two is probably a better formula going forward than just straight internal growth of building plants and building your infrastructure for your sales and everything. It's just a slow go. And as fast as this industry is changing in terms of product mix and what the customer is selling and what the consumers are buying, it's very quick. I mean, look at 10 years ago. 10 years ago, if you were into a flooring retailer store, you would have seen probably at least 65% carpet. You'd seen some 10 or 12% hardwood. You'd seen maybe 8 or 10% ceramic, not a lot of ceramic. And you wouldn't have seen any laminate mm-hmm. 10 or 12 years ago. None. And today, I mentioned we were out in Wichita last week. We were in one of the Star Lumber's store, one of the nicest retail stores I've ever been in. They do a tremendous job, been a customer of ours for 30 years. Their store now is very different than it was 10 or 12 years ago. It's probably 50% soft surface. It's probably 20% ceramic, 20% 15% hardwood, and a lot of laminate. And hard surface collectively is about 50% of what most retailers are showing and selling right now. So if we at Shaw are going to be a resource to those 24,000 dealers, then you really have to be better balanced to the market. Whether we'll ever get 50-50 or not, I don't know. But it needs to be more than where we are today, and we need to get there quicker. So,
what is the mix today? Do you have any feel for that?
I do. It's Well, let me first of all say it's a lot. We want to keep all the carpet we've got. This is not to say we want carpet to shrink, yeah, because we want it to grow. But we just want it to grow while we're getting more into hard surface. But we are probably today, as we speak, more like 85% soft, 15% hard. And we need to get more in that. With carpet growing again, we need to be a little heavier in hard surface, and that means is that we grow our hard surface business. Doesn't mean we shrink the carpet. Right. It just means we grow, and I think we're gonna. I think it needs to be a combination of acquisition and growing internally. And one of the things that we've invested a lot in, and I don't know if you and I have talked about it, maybe you've talked about it with some other of our people, is a hardwood plant up in South Pittsburgh, Tennessee, that we've invested a lot of money in, and I think you're going to see beginning this fall and next year some big results out of the Epic Hardwood plant that we have up
which
there.
Which is a unique product, unlike
right.
any other in the industry.
Exactly. And so it's taken us about a year and a half to get that plant up. Again, kind of going back to, you know, it's slow and it's hard when you're building it from scratch, but I think we've got a great product that's unique and a lot of capacity up there, and we should see the harvest on that pretty soon.
Mm-hmm. Now, as I can recall from the announcement that came out when you launched, that used to be a yarn plant, as I recall.
Right.
And there's some real estate that the company has somewhere surrounding that. So at some point or another, you're looking to expand the capacity at that plant.
Right. We have the capacity both from a plant standpoint and a real estate standpoint. If this product does as well as we feel it will, we can increase the production there by nearly twice. Well, about a third. And keep going from there. So that works out good because that plant's fairly, I mean, it's only 40, 50 miles up the road, and we can get the product into our distribution centers efficiently, cheaply, and go out with the rest of our products. And again, that's what our dealers are looking for. They really, whether it's Shaw or Mohawk or whoever, they really, I think, are looking for more of a one-source shop where you can get your carpet and your rugs mm-hmm. at one place, and you can get your ceramic there and your hardwood and your laminate and the whole deal. It makes it easier. They're buying mm-hmm. easier if they can buy from one company. Mm-hmm. So I think that plant, the hardwood plant up there, we've really only seen the tip of the iceberg there.
Mm-hmm. So if we're sitting here 4 or 5 years from now, it's likely that Shaw will be maybe not 50-50, but closer. That hardwood sector will be more than 15% appreciably then.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be just hardwood. I think it'll be
hard surface. I meant to say,
yeah, exactly. I would hope that we'll be more in the 60-40 or 70-30 range at that time.
Mm-hmm. So really, as you mentioned, setting up the management the way you did in hard surface, you said that was something that was overdue, but it then was a precursor for expansion, then planned expansion in that area.
Right. We are, you know, there's no doubt about that the management team today is dedicated to the long-term growth of both carpet and hard surface, I think with hard surface being a new category, not a new category for us, but a growth category, we're putting the infrastructure in place now for anticipated big growth in the next 4 or 5 years. No doubt about it.
So, if you have an announcement here about another acquisition, this would be a good time to. To announce it, if you'd like.
Yeah, I'd love to have another one, but I think I don't know about any time immediately. But I would say in the next several years, you're going to see plenty.
Uh-huh. Let me just ask you, while we're talking about hard surface, Shaw is a player both in the laminate sector and in the hardwood sector. You'd mentioned even before the Anderson acquisition. Talk about the share of market that Shaw has in those two categories, laminate and hardwood.
To be honest with you, Dave, that's I'm not exactly. I couldn't. If I gave you a percentage, it would be a guess, because in the laminate side, you still have so much imports. There's no trade association you can really go to and say, well, they do this much, and it's a little difficult to pinpoint. So unless I guessed, and I would hate to do that, I don't know an exact figure. With our plants, we've got two laminate plants, you know, domestic plants, one here in Dalton and in Ringgold, another one in Seattle. I mean, we're a you know, major player as far as 22-25%. I apologize. It would be a guess. I don't know.
Somewhere in that range, probably. Okay.
This will wind up the third part of a five-part conversation with Julia Shaw, Executive VP at Shaw Industries. We'll air the fourth part of this conversation tomorrow. This is Floor Radio.